From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The investment firm Morgan Stanley has been around since 1935. Today, for the first time, it reported a quarterly loss, and it was a big one. Morgan Stanley lost more than $3.5 billion in the last 3 months, ending in November. The company also made this announcement today. It's getting some cash from abroad. A fund owned by the Chinese government is investing $5 billion and will take a nearly 10% stake in the company. NPR's Adam Davidson is following the story and joins us now. And Adam, what happened at Morgan Stanley? How did it manage to lose that much money?
It all comes down to this phrase we keep hearing, subprime mortgage loans. Morgan Stanley invested a lot in securities backed by these mortgages that turn out to be defaulting at rates much faster than anyone expected. And Morgan Stanley owns a lot more than anyone realized. What they announced today is they are writing down more than $9 billion of these subprime securities. A write-down is basically a way for a company to say, we give up. We have this big basket of investments. We've been trying to figure out how much they're worth, how much we're going to be able to make out of this investment. When you write it down, you just say, forget it. We lost that money, and we're going to tell everyone we lost that money. So they lost $9 billion. Obviously, they made some money somewhere else because their overall profits dipped by a little more than $3.5 billion. Now, losing that much money is bad. But what's even worse is Morgan Stanley has revealed that, by its own admission, it has really lousy control procedures, risk management, and other kinds of oversight that make sure it doesn't get into these kinds of bad lending situations in the future. So their stock price has been in free fall since the summer, going from a high of 90 to around 50 today. It's a bad time over there.
And at the same time, this announcement that $5 billion coming from the Chinese government, so buying about 10% of the company. Put that into some context for us, Adam.
Well, the Chinese, I don't know anyone in the Chinese investment authority, but I'm sure I would guess it's a happy day there. They're able to buy one of the preeminent definitive engines of global capitalism when it's relatively weak. I think it's safe to say that China has a very long view of this sort of thing. Their investment authority has $200 billion to spend. Everyone else thinks they're going to be spending a lot more money in global investments. And it's worth remembering, these are communists. These are people who don't have a lot of experience spending lots of money, investing it wisely. So buying this huge stake in Morgan Stanley allows them not only a really solid investment, it also allows them the expertise. They can call folks at Morgan Stanley and say, help us spend the rest of our money. So it's a strategic move for them.
There's been a lot of concern, Adam, about foreign governments owning U.S. companies. Would you expect to see congressional hearings out of this?
It's always a mistake to predict what Congress will do, but the sense is that Morgan Stanley is safe this time. They learned a lot from the Dubai ports world and other controversies, and what they've been saying is they've spent the last several weeks courting everyone on Capitol Hill who might be against them and getting their permission to go forward with this deal before they announced it.
Now, when two other major Wall Street firms, Citigroup and Merrill Lynch, lost big in the subprime market, the CEOs ended up losing their jobs. What's going to happen, do you think? Use that crystal ball again to the boss of Morgan Stanley.
There are a lot of people saying that John Mack, the boss of Morgan Stanley, should lose his job. There's a lot of anger against him. But Morgan Stanley has gone through two different upper management turnarounds in the last 2 years. It seems like they don't want the distraction of losing their CEO right now.
And he is losing his bonus, though.
That's true. He won't get his bonus.
And it's what, $40 million?
I forget the amount, but it was a lot more than I'll get.
A lot of money. NPR's Adam Davidson in New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you.